A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome back to your sixth, seventh, or eighth favorite reality TV recap podcast. My name is Michelle.
I'm Robin. Hello.
And we are two boring ass breeder.
Breeders, man.
Who don't breed, monogamous, transatlantic, international couple based in London. I'm trying to weave in the old with the new. How's it working?
Pretty good. What was new? Boring ass. It's not the best intro.
Look, if you are one of those things, all of those things, or none of those things, you are very welcome here. We do not do hate at this podcast of any description. So you are. It's a very broad church. Pull up a pew or sit on the floor. We don't really mind. You there in the back. I did ask last time that nobody bring hot food. It's a sensory issue.
All right, we do have a microwave, but it's exclusively there for heating up like hot water bottles and stuff. And fish.
Or milk for babies. It's not really tuna melt, you know.
It's disgusting. You disgust me, listener. You disgust me.
Anyway, what are we talking about today?
90 Day Fiancé OG original Gaga.
Yes, we're going to do housekeeping at the end because that's how we roll.
Hey, I've done my housekeeping for the day.
You have done your housekeeping for the day.
I have transformed the cabine. the old desk has been consigned to the, you know, everyone's got a pile of junk at the back of the garden, right? Right. That's where
super relatable.
That's where it's been consigned to. We've got a beautiful new desk. That's all there. The cables, because I am Anne of Green Cables, for anyone new. The Anne's have been tamed. I mean, they are wound up. They are zip tied, they are hung from little hooks.
And hopefully this means that I will stop having nightmares about snakes. Although I have just looked it up, and apparently a snake in a dream can represent transformation, rebirth, or the shedding of outdated habits and beliefs.
What if the snake comes from Chisinau?
That's a different kind of snake.
No.
I don't think we should start in Chisinau.
Okay.
Because we've had a little trouble in the past before starting in Chisinau, haven't we? Why don't we start with, we're not doing Sister Wives today. I will explain the schedule. It is vampire season.
Yeah.
Let's start off with Ashley and Manuel.
Okay. Ashley, the Redeem episode, in my eyes, like, I came in a bit hard on Ashley.
Yeah,
didn't I,
you did. I like her.
Yeah, yeah. But just because everything she'd done to that point was awful in my eyes, and I really didn't like the phone call driving thing. But I'm sort of on Team Ashley now. I knew she had every chance to win me round. She's fairly delightful.
What did you think of her family?
They're fairly delightful too.
You weren't paying attention, were you?
I thought they had level heads. Was that her brother who was the very tall, handsome
brother-in-law, I believe, yes.
He was very tall and handsome.
Yes, he was.
Sister?
Mm-hmm.
She was a very pretty girl. And the mum was... the mum reminded me a tiny bit of... Do you remember the bounty hunter in Lalu?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, who could forget?
Right, what was her name?
I mean, I don't remember her name. But...
But the mum... I got the feeling from that mum, like, she was really, really nice and everything, but I get the feeling that she may go full metal jacket, and I'm here for it.
Well, she is a primary school teacher.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
You don't get to be a primary school teacher without, you know, building up some serious
muscle.
Yeah.
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 Discipline.
I was
muscle.
Trying to think of the right word and I couldn't.
Yeah. I like the way she's essentially sort of guaranteeing her future though. Just going around the world making people have babies. She's like the Barry White of the teaching world, isn't she? Have babies, have babies. Keep me employed. Have babies. It's good.
Right.
No?
I'm just trying to figure out whether any of our audience is young enough or old enough to know who Barry White is.
Look,
or
fine.
To get that reference.
I ain't catering for this shit. If you don't know Barry White, then you've never had proper sex.
We've never had sex to Barry White.
but the whole thing with Barry White is Barry White was responsible for the birth of many, many children in like the 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the thing, was that low down sexy voice.
Yeah.
Got people to it.
But there were lots of...
Barry White could get Gino up for it.
You think?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Barry White and Isaac Hayes. Those are the two sexiest male voices of all time.
Oh, I beg to differ. Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
Luther Vandross.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just down to a personal preference. There are... easily 10 other singers that I would put above Barry White in terms of sexy
really?
Voices.
I
yeah.
It's the deepness though.
Yeah, I appreciate
depth. You know what they
depth.
Say? Deep voice, deep.
Deep what? Core values?
Ticket.
Oh, okay. All right. Again, not, I mean, I guess...
Come at us if you're on if you find Barry White and Isaac Hayes collectively if the idea of Barry White and Isaac Hayes having a good time together gets you excited.
Isaac Hayes belongs to a religious organization that I won't name.
Yeah, you're right. Isaac Hayes has sort of blown it, hasn't it? It was like first South Park and then that, and it was like, yeah, not Isaac Hayes.
He was great on South Park.
He was, yeah. But it was a weird... Have we gone off topic?
We've gone off topic. I'm not worried about going off topic. I'm doing some mental gymnastics here because I was so... I constantly, and this might be by virtue of, you know, my neurospicy brain, but I constantly have an urge to share something personal whenever you bring up that topic. And then I think people probably don't want to think about us having sex. So I probably shouldn't say something
Listen,
about that,
we're,
right?
We're a broad church, like you said before.
Yeah.
I can't say it. We're a broad church. There might be two or three people that think about us having sex. Right?
I think it's,
and I think we should occasionally cater to them.
I think it's a little bit different when there's, I mean, you know, you've got your, sorry, I'm a little bit.
You've blushed.
I have. I'm just thinking there aren't loads of husband and wife or couple teams, right? In podcasts. I mean, I'm sure there are, but we're, in our little immediate world.
Right. We're the Lachey's of the podcasting world.
Oh, I hope not. God, they're awful. Y'all, if we are the Lachey's of the podcasting world, please let me know and tell me what I can do to change it. Because I'm not interested in the contents of anyone else's uterus but my own.
Right.
Okay? So that's number one. No, but I think there are people who talk, who aren't in a relationship, I guess is what I'm saying, who co-host things and talk about sex in the abstract.
Right.
And perhaps sex that they've had or are having.
It's difficult with us.
But it's different with us because we are, as we mentioned, we're monogamous. I mean, maybe one day we won't be, and then we can surprise each other, you know?
Live on a podcast.
No.
Hey, honey, you'll never guess who I railed last night.
That's not what I meant.
No. Okay.
Come on.
Right.
I've said
there you are. Look, the two or three people that are interested in, I feel...
That's not what we were talking about.
I feel that we've catered to them now.
That's not what we were... Well, we didn't.
But we just...
Because I did exactly what I didn't want to do, which is I overshared. But you know what? I'm also embracing a new era of being less concerned with what other people think of me, right?
In the words of the great philosopher of the modern age,
Cody Brown,
you are not responsible for other people's opinions of you. Or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Other people's opinions of you is none of your business. I don't know what he said.
Sure. But
it was pretty good.
Point that I'm trying to make is we've talked about how no one's listening to... All right, what music is the nightmare scenario? Like, let's say you're in a would you rather situation or some
sex?
And yes. What is the, give me the soundtrack that you would have the hardest time climaxing to, putting aside, you know, songs for and about children, because hopefully we don't need to mention that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, fine. I think anything by Dido.
Really?
Yeah, Boner Killer.
So if you had to have sex... And
White Flag, is that the name of the song by Dido?
I will go down with this ship.
She even says go down, but it's not sexy.
I will put my hands up and surrender.
You see, that could be sexy if it was sung by you. But Dido is the least erotically exciting toned singer for my personal taste. Doesn't do it for me. I feel like I've gone really hard on Dido. I'm sure she's lovely.
Well, apparently you don't go hard on Dido.
I don't.
It's the opposite.
Right. How about you? Who's on your Lady Boner Killer?
Gosh, there's so many.
I mean, there's obvious low-hanging fruit. Chad Kroeger from Nickelback.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not... I don't understand... I don't like that genre of music. It's not for me.
But it's not sexy. Is it that kind of...
It's not sexy, but Scott Stapp from Creed is kind of sexy.
I know what you're saying.
It's very similar style.
I was at a pool bar. I drank two...
I did. I was at a pool bar.
Yeah. I did things I regret.
I did do things I regret. And Creed was playing in the background.
Yeah.
Okay, so It's really difficult because so much has been ruined, right? Particularly for my generation of R&B, right? Like there's someone who I don't want to name who's in prison now and should be in prison now, whose
sure.
music was at one point quite
sexy.
Titillating, perhaps. I don't like industrial or Norwegian death metal or things like that. Like that would put me, I think, in a stress,
yeah, but
stressful place.
But sometimes a good stress fuck.
No, no. I don't operate that way.
No, you don't.
I mean, I could bang it out and
right.
I mean, we have to Rage Against the Machine and
right.
stuff like that, but Nine Inch Nails, that sort of thing. But that's a different sort of energy.
Which Rage Against the Machine and Nine Inch Nails? I mean, obviously Killing in the Name Of comes to mind, right? Because, you know, it literally says fuck you. But then I won't do what you tell me. There's an S&M kind of thing going there. Nine Inch Nails, I want to fuck you like an animal. Sorry if your kids are listening, people.
Yeah, we don't normally... Maybe we can... Maybe... No, I don't want to put that on Cousin Dan to bleep out. Anyway, let us know what's on your no chill list.
Yeah, not doing it for you. What does do it for you? Do we?
For me?
Yeah. What's like your all time?
Wow. You know, we don't really put music on.
No.
We
put other reality dating TV podcasts on. Just if any other hosts are listening.
We won't say which ones.
No.
We won't say which ones because we don't want to make it awkward.
We absolutely bang to your podcast.
I mean...
if you're listening.
But probably the sort of like the very late night on a Thursday when... neither of us can sleep because we're so keyed up and we're listening to something to fall asleep and then it ends up not. I mean, we've banged it out to Rumpel of the Baileys.
We
so
have audiobooks.
I think.
Yeah.
David Sedaris.
Yeah.
You know I love Boys to Men.
Right.
I'm a little old-fashioned that way. I'll Make Love to You on Bended Knee. Maybe not End of the Road.
Well, I don't know. I could see it working at the climactic moment.
Minnie Riperton is a huge one for me. I think her music is so sexy.
Very high pitched.
And I know it's OTT. Yeah, but come on. Inside My Love.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard that song,
no, that
it's
is
just
filth.
And it's beautifully produced.
Yeah, it's beautiful filth.
I mean, it's hard to say because and I know that we are so far down this road now. I just haven't had to think about it in so long because we've been together for so long. So normally if
we're rarely music people, so it isn't such a thing for me anymore. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we love music.
But not at those times.
No.
No.
I always get distracted. That's the problem. Mm. I get distracted by it. I want to talk about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, do you hear that bass line? That's fucking great.
Yeah,
you know?
We do end up, like, we couldn't.
I'll talk about the production.
We probably listened to, Sigur Rós used to be a big one for me, but obviously can't anymore.
Oh no, hang on. Sigur Rós are okay. It's
are they? Well, I thought that was the guy who was the
The guy who was the other one.
Is it
another band with lots of people?
Oh, okay. We'll have to look it up.
My brain's gone.
I'm relieved to hear that that's okay now. But
I think so.
Radiohead for any occasion, all the time, always. I think probably
everything in its right place.
Yeah. Yeah. And that particular song, yeah. Anyway, another time and place. Maybe we should just ask people to put to tell us their, you know, playlist, but that might be too embarrassing for them.
Can we compile like an open playlist and guarantee people that we will put it on? No, we're not doing that.
No. No, that's weird.
However,
also, it's not weird. We're sex positive.
Yeah.
Take out anything that I said about sex being weird because it's not. It's perfectly natural. I just have a lot of hangups because of my personal history, which we're not going to talk about. Anyway, Ashley says Manuel's freak number is off the charts. This is not a...
Well, it could account...
for the fact that he's tired all the time?
It could account for his super heroic levels of sleepiness. That he bangs so hard, he has nothing left in the tank.
He is, and I just want to stress that there is a difference between being lazy and being sleepy.
Yes.
I am not accusing him of being lazy. No. I am saying...
He looks like he's just been shaken awake.
He has a complicated relationship with being awake.
And look, maybe again it's a medical condition, but that droopy left eye, it doesn't look like it's something wrong with his eye. It looks like he is just, you know, those when you're falling asleep and you go,
yes,
he's in a constant state of that.
There's a name for that, but I've forgotten what it is.
Yeah,
helpfully.
Yeah.
So they go to, she takes him to like the natural foods store. She takes him to the natural foods store.
Yeah.
Or the co-op, where I think, in fairness, there's going to be a lot more vegan and vegetarian leaning food items.
Yeah, it's like a Whole Foods-y kind of joint.
Yeah. And he has a beautiful attitude that I appreciated so much.
You know, my favorite genre of movie or any drama is fish out of water.
Yes.
Right? And it's the thing that actually I love in 90 Day and The Other Way more than anything else. People not being in the natural environments. But I really love it when they like it. As opposed to when, and he was kind of the perfect mixture for me. He was a little bit like, this isn't, but also... maybe it's me that needs to change. I love that attitude.
Yeah, me too.
That's so cool. We said before, our favorite thing to do while traveling is going to foreign supermarkets.
Grocery stores, yeah.
Absolute. I could spend, like, if I were in Chisinau, I wouldn't be, you know, waving the giant penises like they're those things in gyms. I would.
No,
just,
you wouldn't have to because you're already toned up.
I would go to the Moldova superstore.
Y'all, when I saw Moldova.
Did you all see that? They were driving along and there is a building to their left called Moldova.
I screamed so loud, I think I shattered glass in the next room.
Yeah, you did. I know we're talking about the wrong couple, but nevertheless, if I were there, that is where I'd be. And I would be looking around and going, look at the different kind of dried rosemary they have here. Or anything, everything on every arm is a source of constant fascination.
You say that, but the last time we went to Paris, you were all butthurt that I didn't want to do touristy stuff and that I was content to go shopping and go to Sacré-Cœur. You were a bit like, oh, I feel cheated because I had COVID, remember? Like, I was tired. I thought it was great just going shopping.
Well, I wasn't butthurt, but I was upset about the fact that you were sick in bed.
Yeah, but I wasn't. I loved it.
Yeah, okay. But while you were sick in bed, I went to a lot of grocery stores and looked around and had a great time. And obviously came back and took care of you.
Anyway, Manuel...
The carrots. Before we move on.
Zanahorias.
What? Is that Spanish for carrot?
Yes.
Oh, it's a nice word.
I told you, it's one of my favorites.
She seems to think that, Ashley rocketed, in my opinion, this week, like her quite a bit. But I'm not having the baby carrots are normal size carrots that they have cut down. No. No. That is not what they are.
No.
No.
That's all right, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know what I really appreciate about Ashley? Her Spanish isn't brilliant grammar-wise. But she keeps speaking it to him. She keeps trying.
Yeah, it's really, well, I'm not sure whether she's got any choice. I don't think he has
any
English.
But you know, she could be like, you need to speak English. Like, I think she's not, she has a different attitude to, say, Danielle on 90 Day the Other Way, where she presents it as a huge burden that she has to speak in Spanish. As Caroline Dickey, friend of the show, pointed out, Danielle said that she's had to compromise on many things, including mi idioma, including her language, yeah. Right? But it's just, it's, that was just funny. Ashley's not giving any of that at this point.
According to our home's almost native Spanish speaker, she does refer to just about everything as imaginary, though.
Yeah, she does talk about imaginary things. In all fairness, I haven't spent a load of time in Ecuador, and that might be a regional thing or a colloquial thing. I'm sure someone will correct me.
Because like the vegan meat alternative,
she called it imaginary meat. Yeah
imaginary bacon.
But like I said, regional dialects are totally different.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I like that idea though.
I know, I do too.
It's a good idea for a vegan food company. If anyone out there is thinking of setting one up, just call it, you know, imaginary pork.
But they might have been... Now, we, again, don't want to make any allegations. This is an observation that we could be way off on. But we think these two might smoke weed together.
They might do. Again,
so that might have contributed to the way that they talk about the food as well.
Yeah, the more likely theory is that he bangs so hard he's got no energy left. But if it isn't that, it is also possible that he smokes a lot of weed. That is much less likely than the fact that he's a sexual superhero.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What do you think about him? Do you think he's hiding something, or do you think
Yes, I think he's hiding an entire family.
Okay.
I think he hung up that phone call with his mum because she was about to ask, how's Debbie?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not a lot
and
more to say.
I didn't want the camera crew to hear anything about it.
I'm glad that Ashley has friends and family in her life who are so supportive, and I'm glad that she takes a hard line when it comes to her dog and her dog's status in the home, because
Mr.
I think that's important.
Fucking, Mr. Motherfucking Suave.
Rico
is
Motherfucking Suave.
Rico Suave. I mean, it's a magnificent name for a little dog, and he can pull it off. Kid's got swag.
He certainly has a presence about him.
Yeah.
Let's go to Nikki and Justin / Igor. I prefer
/ Marshall.
I prefer to call him Igor because that's his real name, and I like that name. So we get Nicole getting ready to go to the airport. Her friend, whose name I didn't catch, sorry, is driving her. She says, in the past, Nicole was with sugar daddies, and now she's a sugar mama, so she should know better.
I didn't understand that. Why is she saying that she should know better? Is she suggesting in a sugar baby, sugar daddy relationship, only one side is getting what they want? But the whole point of that relationship is, you know, that. And she is significantly older than him, according to the internet, worryingly older than him.
Well, I don't think the age gap now is what's a problem. The age gap they met is disconcerting.
Potentially. She wants to be a sugar mama. If she wants to be that, then that's okay, isn't it? I have a problem when people are coerced into things. I don't have a problem when people opt for things.
No, I don't have a problem with that at all. I think the friend was saying that Nicole has paid for Igor to have either procedures done or paid for his apartment or whatever, that's the relationship, that the relationship is transactional. I think it's interesting and says a lot that quite a few of Nicole's past relationships before this one and perhaps after this one in the interim years, right, when they weren't together. If all of your relationships are transactional and you're not getting what you want out of the relationship that you're in, that you don't want to be transactional, that might be quite an adjustment.
This one is. So, but I never got the sense from her that she didn't want it to be. Maybe the friend doesn't want it to be, but I feel like Nikki's absolutely fine with it being transactional. That said, it wouldn't behoove her to then start throwing it. The problem with any transactional relationship is when it's like, I spent all this money on you, so I bought you. If that actually happens, then fuck her. But I haven't seen that from her, so.
No, to me, she's saying that this is a love relationship and that she wants the boyfriend experience or the soulmate experience or the twin flame experience, whatever you want to call it. But she also wants to have sex on demand when she wants it and for him not to question or challenge her.
Yeah.
Which, again, you know, I don't pass judgment on those kinds of relationships.
She can have all those things. But she has to understand that the reason she's getting all of those things is she's paying for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I also noticed that, and we talked about this before, I don't want to over-index this. I don't think this is about Nicole being trans.
Nope.
I don't think that's the reason why people stare. You said last night, it's because she dresses like Eddie Murphy circa 1982.
She does. Or Brett Michaels.
Or Brett Michaels.
I'm not sure which.
Yeah. It depends on what era,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We were saying, weren't we, like, if you were old enough to wear the clothes the first time people wore the clothes, you shouldn't wear them the second time around, right? I don't think there is a revival of that look.
No.
Right?
I don't really think it's an age thing either. I mean, yes, conventional wisdom says that, but I would look ridiculous wearing what I wore in the 90s because...
I'll let you know.
I don't think you want me wearing like denim overall shorts like a baby tee. It would look ridiculous on me. But you know, I'm not, I don't have like a built up persona where I get to wear costumes yet. I do aspire to that one day. Let's talk about Gino and Jasmine. What are your thoughts on role play with costumes?
I am always confused by the way people go to the lowest hanging medical fruit when it comes to that.
How do you mean?
It's always the sorts of industries that the village people participated in. Right? So it's always, you know, the
uniforms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess that makes sense. Right? But I feel like there are other uniforms.
Such as?
But like, you know, so doctor and cowboy and those kind of things, you know, sexy. health and safety inspector. Maybe not so sexy. Police, sexy.
I have never been...
Train driver, maybe not so sexy.
It's very clear that you didn't grow up in America.
What, a train driver?
No, thinking that police are sexy. I think they have an unbelievably hard job most of the time, and I have other opinions that I don't need to share.
No, but police is part of a... Is that conventional...
Sure.
Right. You know, you go to the sex shop, they got the uniform section, there's the nurse, there is the cop, there's, you know, these are the accepted things, right? Builder, right? Construction worker.
Yeah.
You know, Matey Boy did it.
Sarper, yeah.
Yeah, Sarper did it, right? So it's always those uniforms, but I do think that there are other uniform industries that deserve their fair crack.
For me, it's that I've never been aroused in a hospital. No. Or at a doctor's office, and I dread it, and I can't think of anything. That's again, I am not, we're not kink shaming. We are very sex positive. I might just be too boring and vanilla for something like that, but there's nothing about the healthcare experience that arouses me.
No.
Although, if
I think it's the transgression, right? Because, you know, ultimately, in real life, if there were to be any sexual relations between someone in the medical profession and a patient, that is a crime.
Well, right? As someone who was sexually assaulted by a doctor, yeah. That's why I'm not into it.
I think playing with transgression, that's sort of the point, isn't it?
If it works for them, amazing.
Yeah.
I'm happy for them. I'm happy that I don't know where those various instruments went.
Who do you think looked better in their uniform?
Well, Gino looked like he had a job, which is always going to be more attractive.
Yeah. He was delighted that the job came with a hat.
Maybe she was restricted. Although those other ones that you mentioned, including train driver, come with hats.
I'm thinking the reason Gino really quit his job was neither to spend more time with Jasmine, or he actually lost his job, or he can make more money in other ways. I think it's that he wants a job that involves a hat.
Why does he hold his cup like an ape?
Because he's an ape. Next question.
She said that it took a long time. And look, other things have been discussed, but we have neither the time in this very moment, nor the inclination to retread money stuff and butt implant stuff. We're not that interested. I'm more interested in why did it take so long to prepare the food? His whole thing is he absolutely refuses to cook unless he has the proper implements.
That's
right,
because it takes too long.
So
surely his own home has got the finest array of kitchen implements and tools that meals can be prepared in seconds flat.
But that wasn't the case. She was saying it took forever.
Maybe it took forever because he kept saying to her, would you like this frozen thing? And she went, the fuck I would. Would you like this? And in the end, it just came down to some cashews on a plate.
Well, good
also,
luck.
A handful of nuts does not get served on a full-size dinner plate. We're getting into Love is Blind territory here. If you do not have the right tableware, That is a bowl food. Agree?
I agree. Yeah.
I could even accept a mug or a glass, but a full-size, big old 12-inch dinner plate.
I don't think she ate any of that. I think they were just trying to... But good luck changing someone who only eats Manwich and Hungry Jack into a vegan. Don't think that's happening.
Imaginary food.
That might be the only way,
yeah.
Is if he starts eating imaginary food.
No.
All right.
How sad were you to see Jasmine wearing Gino's coats?
I just felt wrong.
It really
it just felt
did.
Wrong.
It felt... It was soiling her somehow to see her wearing, you know, native Michigander clobber. It made me very sad.
But she's also on Instagram now and like getting dressed up for Instagram and not going outside or doing... I mean, I wouldn't go outside either. Presumably it's freezing where she is right now, but I don't... I think clothes are really important to how she feels about herself, and I think like she needs that.
Well,
so
all of this is about her insecurities. Like the idea that she got butt implants for Gino is ridiculous because Gino couldn't give two shits about things like that. He's not a man of aesthetics in
he certainly isn't
in any way. So
but,
this is all about her dealing with her own body dysmorphia, self-loathing, insecurity.
But she is who she is and she needs what she needs, and he knew what he was getting into and so did she. So I think I've talked about that ad nauseum.
And we agree.
All right. Rob and Sefer. Rob tells us...
Rob is not just a knob. Knob is an affectionate term for a dick.
Knobhead, yeah.
Right? It's sort of, you know, come here, you knob. Right? There's an arm around it, kind of familiarity. He's a dick, not a knob.
No, he really is a dick.
He's a dick.
Well, there's another word that I might use to describe him, but it's very,
but if we're staying
very
in the penile,
yeah.
If we're staying in the penile, whoa,
yeah.
He's a dick.
He says the airport romance was good, and then
no, it wasn't.
He mansplains what happened in the elevator because I'm sure in his mind Sophie didn't describe it. If you can't tell by the tone of my voice, I don't like him. If I'm buying into this relationship, which,
nope.
To be perfectly honest, I'm not. But if I am, this is coercive control. This is what coercive control looks like.
Yeah, it's unbelievably ugly. I didn't think anyone could make Jabri look good, but this dick is doing it.
Well,
at least Jabri wasn't mean.
No, and he didn't constantly put her down to make himself feel better. Sophie says, what's even bougie about having a bathroom in your apartment? And I totally agree with that.
It's not bougie, is it?
No.
No, I know.
No.
I know.
Again.
But good job. She really likes the, what do they refer to it? The patio.
Right.
With the rusty file cabinets.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's her favorite bit of the house, that is.
I just didn't realize...
Because it's closer to her getting the fuck away from him. That's why it's her favorite bit of the house.
I hadn't realized that he's in his 30s and she's 23.
It's everything about it is unbelievably disgusting.
I mean, she is a baby.
I know.
She's only had one serious relationship. She's bisexual and not... explored that.
Oh, that will just get revealed and give him an opportunity to vent at her. And this is the whole problem I have with this storyline. There are two people here who show no affection to each other whatsoever, who seem to quite intensely dislike each other. This isn't like David Addison and Maddie Hayes, kind of, you know, there's a sexual tension when they bicker, right? There's none of that. They just don't like each other. They don't respect each other. They don't like each other. There's nothing there. There's just conflict. And it is the most boring television imaginable. I just have no interest in watching two people who don't like each other fight. I do have interest, I suppose, in two people who like or love each other fighting. But you gotta show me that other side. Without it, what the fuck am I watching?
Well, apparently it happens in the middle of the night when she's already gone to sleep, or mostly gone to sleep.
Well, indeed. Which sent shivers.
The way that he talks to her is so nasty, condescending, cruel. And I'm not saying that she's some perfect angel. I don't think we've learned anything really about her that apart from the superficial, right? You know, where she's, what she comes from.
Right. Because she's, you know, 23. What she likes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I'm not trying to, but.
What kind of backstory are we looking for?
I
want
to know what he's bringing to the table, because right. He's 32 years old. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He has no job.
That we know of.
No interests or hobbies, it seems, except for gaming, which, again, is just something that I don't understand. I'm not saying sure. It's illegitimate or anything. It's fine. It's something I know nothing about, so
like,
I can't.
Like, his mate's got a dance studio, right? His mate has something.
Yeah.
Right? And does something and has a passion of some kind. But what is his? Well, we hear that he does some modeling bullshit.
He can't even look up his own internet thoughts.
Right. This was a huge... Right. What are you talking about? But yeah, he's too fucking lazy to find pictures of women on the internet that he finds attractive.
So he just follows accounts to show him.
That do the work for him. Weird. And that just, like, his idea that, yeah, I don't follow the women. I follow the page that follows the women. Like, that's worse. You haven't even put the
work. You know how
in.
I feel about, I don't think anybody has any business being on anybody else's phone. I don't understand how relationships that are only virtual work when it comes to cheating, or like, I don't have an opinion about the liminal period of their relationship where they didn't know if they were going to be. Look, as far as I'm concerned, if she felt like that was cheating, then it was.
Yeah, but I will say, she has a problem with it. She should have broken up with him.
Yeah. Now, oh, for sure.
Now, the
yeah.
way he immediately went, oh my God, are we doing this again? Like, that was cruel and horrible and quite scary, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, fucking let it go or dump him. Because you're not going to get anywhere.
Dump
with that.
Him.
Dump him.
Dump
being
him.
By far the best.
I dated a guy in his 30s when I was 19, and there was a reason for it. And it was because he was a loser, a boozer, and a user. Now, I can't speak to Rob's, and I'm quoting Strangers with Candy there.
Yeah.
Right? One of the all time greats. I don't know what Rob's deal is. It doesn't look like he has one. The most offensive thing to me of all is, you want this? Ask your family for money.
Yeah, I know. It was so
fuck
gross.
Off.
And now we're led to believe that the great source of conflict and drama for the next time we see them is that she doesn't want kids and he does. And I'm like, you should get a fucking toilet before you get a baby, dude.
He shouldn't even have a dog.
Oh.
You know how much I feel about, you know how much I love dogs.
Yeah.
This man can't take care of a houseplant, let alone another person, let alone an animal.
It's ridiculous.
I don't like it, but I'm happy to, you know, we've got to wrap this up, I'm afraid. So short and sweet. Listen, we know, we are well aware we haven't done our Love is Blind wrap up. Thank you for your patience and for bearing with us. We had a lost week. Robin still has his work deadline that he's catching up on. Elliot will be back this week to talk about 90 Day the Other Way. Amanda and I are going to be talking about Sister Wives and Plathville over on the Patreon, patreon.com/blightyday. We just finished watching the Beckham documentary. There is a very strong possibility that if we have time, we're going to talk about it because we loved it so much.
We might even get little Alfie involved.
We might even get little Alfie involved. I think that is everything. Don't forget to let us know in our Facebook group, Blighty Day Bays. Blighty is spelled B-L-I-G-H-T-Y. Bays is spelled B-A-E-S. Instagram at Blighty Day or email us blightydayfiance@gmail.com. Tell us your go-to bedroom sexy time hits and your misses.
And your go-from.
and your no-hit list.
Your go-to and your no-to.
Right. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for sharing your experience, strength, and hope with us. Again, please don't leave any of your belongings behind. The Lost and Found is donated to a worthy cause. We ask that what you hear here stays here. We don't ask that. We ask you to share about that. Leave us a review on our YouTube channel. Just look it up. I don't know what it's called. Cousin Dan will put it in the show notes or on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people find us and it helps us get
happy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. And with that, thanks y'all. Love y'all.
See you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.